Flavor Fest family, what is going on? We're back with another episode of our Urban Leadership Podcast. Glad you guys are tapping in today. Tell you what, if you're watching this live or you're catching this, like, go ahead and like this. Go ahead, subscribe to the channel. Let some people know about it. We are on right now. We got an incredible guest with us today that I am super, super excited about. And I'm excited for Flavor Fest, the main conference. It's coming up November 2nd through the 4th here in Tampa at Crossover Church in sunny Tampa, Florida. You definitely don't want to miss this year. It's going to be amazing. We'll talk a little bit more about it. But we're going to dive into it with my guests today. So welcome. Grateful that you guys are tapping in. Let's go.
Welcome to the Flavor Fest Urban Leadership Podcast, where we talk to innovative artists, creative pastors, church planners, entrepreneurs, and people creating movements. Our goal is to inspire and equip you in ministry, music, and the marketplace. I'm your host, Tommy Urban D. Colonna.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. We got somebody on the podcast for the first time today. Y'all make some noise for Bria Miles.
Yo, what's going on, Urban D?
Yo, it's good to have you. We have known each other for a minute.
Yeah, yeah, and you stay fresh with it, though. You stay. I always told somebody, I think I told Tempest, I said, is Pastor Tommy a model? Because he just be stepping out together all the, every day. He just be stepping out. He need the model.
Thank you. I just came fresh from the barbershop. That's why we're getting on a little bit late today. The barber is my first time at that barbershop, and the barber knew who I was. He comes to the church sometimes, and he was like, yo, I got to give you the full works. And like, he did my beard, my edge. He it took an hour and a half.
That's all right. It be like that sometimes. You look fly, though.
Yeah, but I'm ready. I'm ready for the podcast today. I had to look fresh to be with Bria Miles, because look at her. She got her sunglasses on. She is ready. So I remember it's been like over a decade since you first came to Crossover, right?
No, the first time that I actually got
Did you come to the old spot?
No, I never been to the old spot, only to the new spot, only to where you guys are right now. And I got to come into the youth ministry. And I'll never forget it, because you guys had a crazy amount of kids. And it was so much energy and so much like love. I will never forget that. Like, they literally swarmed me at the end of it. I could talk to each and every kid individually. So I'll never forget that. But I know you guys are doing some great things. I heard that you're getting ready to open up a coffee shop. And congratulations to that. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
I love what you guys are doing. Super proud.
Thank you. Yeah, this Sunday officially is our groundbreaking Sunday. We're going to have some shovels and some hard hats and officially have that groundbreaking ceremony. Our city councilmen's coming. We got several business leaders in the community that are coming that have been part of it. And it's been a dream we've had for 5 years. So I want to tell people out there, if you got dreams that God gives you, sometimes the really important ones, they take a while. They take a minute. And God tests your patience along the journey, but don't miss the lessons you can learn along the journey. And I just want to say, like, God's timing is always the perfect timing. If we launched this campaign in 2018, if we would have launched the coffee shop when we planned it to happen, like end of 2018, maybe 2019, and COVID would have hit, everything could have imploded, right? And so God just has it all lined up. I'm learning that more and more the older I get, and I can look back in hindsight and see, okay, all right, God, I see what you were doing. So I remember it, but I was saying it was almost about 10 years ago the first time you came to Crossover, right? It was a minute ago.
Not me. I didn't ever get the opportunity to, but like I said, I did get to do your youth service. I got to do your Sunday service in 2018.
Yeah.
As well.
No, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Crossover, not Flavor Fest. I'm talking about.
Yes, in 2018, I got to come through and I did the Sunday service, and I'll never forget again. You gave the word and the Holy Spirit dropped and it rocked the whole place. I do remember that, because I was like, oh my God, like, Pastor Tommy is legit with it, and to see how everybody responded to the message, and to see how, for real, when the Holy Spirit dropped in a hip-hop church, which isn't something that everybody expects, it was super dope. It was super dope. I was like, Jesus, thank God that I experienced this. So yeah.
And I remember you brought the energy. That's why all the kids loved you, all the teenagers, all the adults. Everybody was like, yo, you brought crazy energy that Sunday. And but that was your second Sunday to come, wasn't it? Didn't you come another time before that?
We could never make it happen.
I thought you did something with us before, because aren't you friends with Minister Muldrow?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Never made anything happen. We kept trying and trying, but I believe a couple of times you might have been out of town.
Okay.
Somewhere else, but we did finally kind of make it happen.
Yeah.
For those services, though.
Yeah, for Sunday service. We have guest artists on a regular basis on Sundays. You know, hip hop is definitely a part of our worship experience a lot of times. Even though in praise and worship, we'll have an MC that will maybe spit 8 to 16 bars, usually almost every week. But you have not been to Flavor Fest, so this year will be your very first time to come to the Urban Leadership Conference and the Music Festival, and it is long overdue. It's long overdue. We're definitely grateful that we got you coming. You're committed. You're going to be in the building November 2nd through the 4th. You definitely want to pull up, and so yeah. We need more female MCs. We do. I've always been saying that, because we're always, when we put together the lineup at Flavor Fest, we're always like, man, we need some more female MCs. And praise God, there is more that are starting to pop up and really start to do their thing the last couple of years. But it's been awesome to watch you really starting a movement now and doing some songs with some of the other female MCs and kind of, you know, gathering everybody together and creating a sense of unity. And so you've been kind of starting this movement called We Grind Different. So talk to everybody about that a little bit. What inspired that? What is it? What's some of the goals?
Yeah, so We Grind Different consists of, or WGD for short. It consists of myself, Heeson Lee, Mahogany Jones, and Prestavia. And we're a collective. We're a collective of female artists. And it really started actually during the pandemic, because domestic violence was something that rose by about 80% in the Black and brown communities. I was like, oh my God, the B average, 80%. And there was no place for anyone to go. There was no escape. There was no outlet. All of the resources, many of them had to shut down. So people were literally trapped, both women and men. But specifically in this case, a lot of women were trapped with their children and couldn't get out of that scenario, couldn't even go to family or anything like that. So our first song that we did was entitled Me. And we had actually partnered with an organization to help highlight the resources that women could actually use during that time to get out of that situation. And so when we put out our song, Me, it was really to promote strength, inner strength from women, or for women, inner strength of women coming together. What that looks like when you can get with some sisters that can hold you down, lift you up, pray for you, look out for you, encourage you, the whole thing. But what ended up happening, Pastor Tommy, it just kept on going. You know what I mean? So like, we just kept talking, we kept on making music, and we put out a new song entitled I Ain't No Asterisk. And
I watched the video for that. It was dope.
Oh yeah, thank you so much. Like, we really just wanted to come with it and have fun. And everybody, you know what I mean? We always talk about it, that our collective was kind of established in New York, like the birthplace of hip hop. So it was crazy. You know, we're celebrating the anniversary of hip hop.
50 years.
You know, it's amazing that Christian hip hop is a part of that in so many different ways. You know what I mean? And we were talking about that. So, you know, the collective really just is about us coming together as believers, coming together as female artists, and just showcasing what God has given us together, and say, hey, we don't have to hate each other. We don't have to dislike each other. Women can actually work together. Like, we don't have, I mean, praise God, we don't have any issues like that at all.
That's
you
beautiful.
Know what I mean? Everybody shows up, everybody plays their role, and it's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's something that's so rare, and it's a jewel, and we all actually really like each other and love each other. So it's thing.
That helps.
Yeah, a whole lot.
I saw on your Instagram that you just had a song that started charting, right? That y'all just put out.
Yeah, so Spicy, now what is wild is Spicy came out, I want to say at the end of, it came out in 2021. I do know that. It came out 2021 or 2022. And I had literally left my studio working on another song. And then I woke up after a couple hours of sleep and I saw that Spicy had charted Pastor Tommy. And it was so wild. I was like, wow, literally right above Run DMC, NWA, Corey LeRae, so on and so forth. Like, just to like, I just was like, oh my God, it was a wild thing. Of course, you know, it to be on the hip hop charts is a whole nother thing.
God is breathing on it.
He is. And I couldn't believe it. My mom couldn't believe it. Like, it just is, it's a beautiful thing to be able to see, like, how when God moves, like you talk about timing, when he moves, he knows that people need to hear something the way he needs to hear it, why they need to hear it. And they're hearing it through that song Spicy. So, like, we're really grateful and appreciative, and it's a beautiful thing.
And I saw, like, you just also put something on IG, because I was just on your IG a little bit ago. I was looking for you. And I saw that on the story, you had another song that just got on a chart, right? Just entered the chart.
Yes, Crazy Faith.
Yeah, the Crazy Faith joint, yeah.
Yeah, that came out in 2020. And now Crazy Faith is literally, it entered in, now this is wild, it entered in at 293, right below Lil Baby and right above Rick Ross and Young G.
So let me ask you this, like, how in the world is it 2023 and you dropped that in 2020 and now it's entering the charts? Like, did you do something? Like what made it bump up there? Was there an appearance somewhere? Like, give some artists the sauce, because that is like, that's really random.
It is random. All of this stuff is random. Like, I didn't know, like, honest to God, I did not know. We got the information and I was like, Jesus Christ, like, Lord, what are you doing? And like I said, there's no method. We do, and I'm very proud and honored. Like, we're really big on like doing stuff the legit way, doing it the clean way. So for real, it's about history for us, making great music and putting it out there, of course, doing our part to promote it. And the Lord really does the rest for us. Because Pastor Tommy, like I said, it came in at 293 and it jumped to number 88 in one day. And we was like, good Lord. Like, and but the thing about it is, though, like,
that's wild.
What I like to tell people about our genre of music is the word of God never dies. Like, it never goes out. It can never be faded. Nobody can ever remove it. And when God breathes on something and he breathes into something, it's always going to live. The sound, the words, the message will always live. So it's just about, you know, how it moves when it moves. You know what I mean? And I always tell people all the time, it's like, you got to make sure that you're putting what God is giving you into that music. Because even with Crazy Faith, you know, Pastor Tommy, like, I had to fight just a little bit. People was like, I don't know, you know, if people like, you know, New Orleans bounce. Like, I brought New Orleans bounce, you know, being Christian hip hop. And everybody's like, we don't know about that and what that looks like. Of course, we like you and Houston, but we don't even know if the two female artist thing is going to work. Like, that whole thing, it was like negativity and pushback surrounding it. But, you know, we stuck to our guns, you know what I mean? And we stuck to what God said to us, and we put the song out. And I will be honest, that song is the you know, the first number one that me and Houston actually have had. While speaking for myself, I'm not sure if Houston particularly. Collectively, that's the first number one that we've had on charts, Billboard and BDSI. So, like, it's an all God thing. That song is like not going away. It's that I'm gonna come back when I feel like it. You know what I mean? It's still like one of our highest charting and stream songs to this day. Like, it gets thousands a day. So, like, it's all God. It's all God.
Yo, that's crazy, because a lot of people out there might not even be realizing that happened, or realizing that they're seeing it happen and be like, oh, she must have like a big like marketing company behind her, or she paid a lot of money for radio to get on playlists. And because, you know, a lot of artists will do all those things and it still doesn't get to that point. So that's really a testimony, Bria, of God's hand upon you guys, that he wants the masses to hear that music, and he trusts you guys to have that platform. Because, you know, sometimes God doesn't allow people to get to those levels or those areas because, you know, their heart's not in the right place. And so, man, props to y'all. Proud of y'all. That's amazing.
Appreciate that's amazing. All guys. All guys. It's a humbling thing, to be honest. And it's a scary thing. It's like you said, like, I'm not necessarily one, I know his son isn't either, to like grab for a platform and be like, man, put me here, do me like, put yeah. like, do this, that. Like, we're not like that, because, you know, it is a scary thing when God entrusts you, not just to have fun and get on the stage, but when he entrusts you with people that are his, that's a whole nother level of thing. And people that will potentially be his, that's a whole nother thing. You know what yeah. I mean? You gotta be solid in your faith and in your foundation so that you don't do any misleading stuff. So there's always a God-centered thing, and people want to keep coming to Christ because they can see the light in you, and it's drawing them yep. to him. So it's a crazy thing. You know what I mean? We don't play no games when it comes to that part.
That's good. Well, listen, I'm also a big He Sun Lee fan. She has been to Flavor Fest several times, even like way back. And so I know she was kind of like on a little bit of a hiatus for, you know, a couple years, you know, just as a mom and just different season of life. So I'm really happy that she's, you know, getting back on the mic again. She's always been one of my favorites, you know, got that New York type of flow. And she's Asian. Like, I love that, you know, she even had that whole anthem, like, breaking stereotypes. Because she breaks yeah. all the stereotypes. She's like, I break all of them. I'm female, I'm Asian, I'm Christian. You know, it's like, this shouldn't be working. But it is. Look at what God is doing. Got y'all to a number one album spot, like, or song spot. That's incredible. His son was with us when we did Flavor Fest New York this year. And she was with us back in April in New York City. And so she rocked the set, got to see her and her husband. And so they're super, super great people. So that's dope that you guys are linked up and doing stuff together. And God's blessing. And Mahogany Jones, I know her from way back as well. So it's dope to see her, you know, still active and doing more stuff now lately. So that's awesome. Yeah. So what's next for We Grind Different? What's some stuff that you guys are working on behind the scenes? What do you think God is doing? Because you said, like, it just started with, like, a song or two, and then kind of it kept going, and we were vibing, and we liked each other. God was blessing it. So where do you see it going now?
Oh man, so of course we just put out our latest single, I Ain't Know. If you haven't, make sure you go check that out, download it, stream it,
check out our video.
We shot that in Harlem. Actually, both of our videos have been shot in New York, and we just caught a vibe. And so what we're going to be doing is we've actually recorded a docuseries, and it's got national syndication. It's in post-production right now, so they're doing back end of the network thing, so it's going to literally be on TV. We'll be able to be any city, any state, pop it on, boom, you know what I mean? So we're excited about that. We're also going to be releasing an EP, which is, of course, why we're, you know, put out a couple of singles so far, but we're putting the final touches on the production. Myself, Jay and Ro are the production team. We call ourselves the Platinum Squad. We're crazy about that. But we're putting out an EP. That'll be out soon. We're actually working on something, and I haven't we haven't gotten to put the logistics in, but we're really excited about it. It's something for the kids. And we think that that's going to be super encouraging for them as well. But of course, we're going to be on the lookout for, like I said, our docuseries, our EP, check out what we've got out now. And there's so many wonderful, dope things happening with us as a collective. We're going to be doing some really incredible shows as well. So we're excited about that.
Man, y'all working. Docuseries and everything. So are you planning on eventually doing like an official tour?
We would love to. We have been in talks about that, and we have been kind of approached by, you know, different outlets about that. But of course, we want to make sure that it's right. But eventually we will be. We will be doing a tour. I think it's going to be something that is incredible for everyone, because what we didn't know, Pastor Tommy, is a lot of guys are in it with us. Like, a lot of the guys really rock with us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so it's a blessing just to be able to see that. So we're going to be doing a tour, and we're going to have something where it's like everybody can come out. Everybody feels a part. It's not just for females, for everybody. But yeah, it's going to be super dope.
Yeah, that's dope. I would definitely encourage it. Thinking back on CHH history, I don't know if that's ever really been done before successfully. I know, like, years ago, there was a thing called the Her Project. I think Thistle kind of helped organize that. But I don't think they ever went on, like, a tour. And I think there's definitely, like, there's a market for it, you know. And like you said, not just the females. Guys will come to it too. But I do want to say, don't miss out on, like, what God also wants to do with you guys, with females. Because, I mean, females, like, I'll just say this, like, female support. Like, when there's a women's conference or there's a women's event or a book that a woman writes, like, a lot of times, like, women really support a lot of times more than men do. Like, men, we got to step it up a little bit more and support each other. But the women, man, they, like, my wife runs the women's ministry here at Crossover. It's called Chosen. Shout out to my wife, Lucy. But, the women's ministry, yo, they roll deep. And the fellas, like, we're always kind of trying to play catch up with them. They doing their thing. But yeah, I think it would be super dope if you guys did a tour down the road. And, you know, I want to say this to artists out there, like, tours are not easy. You got to really do your research. You got to line stuff up. Just sometimes even because you have, like, you know, some IG fame or you got a song that got popular, that doesn't mean that, you know, everybody's going to come out and buy a ticket to come see you, though. And I've seen a lot of artists that you can look at them on IG, but then they come and do a show, and it's like, you know, then sometimes you see people that, you know, it's even the opposite. So, you know, you got to really pray about it, map everything out, line it up. I know a lot of artists over the years that have tried to do a tour maybe before they should have. And yeah, it can end up costing them a lot of money where they lose a lot of money. So yeah, got to be the right timing, right partnership, right people. But I definitely think, like, there's absolutely a need for it. So I'll be praying for y'all. Y'all let us know if you bring that to Florida. You got to pull up. Got to pull up at Crossover in Tampa.
Thank you. We would love to. You already know we got a street crew.
We the spot. Like, KB did his glory nights here last fall, sold it out. The PIA tour, Poets in Autumn, they always come here and use our facility. Lecrae, a local promoter, did a show with Lecrae and Zonti and Bizzle last fall here. And then Lecrae did his Church Clothes 4 tour and rented out our facility as well. So, yeah, Crossover is definitely the spot. Besides Flavor Fest, it's, you know, there's a lot of other tours that come through regularly. Mike Teasy just did his tour here as well. Yeah, who else? Marcus Rogers did something here last summer. And then there's also just a lot of conferences and even some gospel events that use our facility. So we regularly are, you know, want to see our facility used for the glory of God on a regular. Yeah. So it's good. Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely will. We can't come. I'm going to just say that you guys own Tampa. Like, you can't come to Tampa. You can't come to Florida and not think Crossover. You can't come there. You can't come to Florida or Tampa and not think Pastor Tommy and Pastor Luce. Like, you just can't. You know what I mean? So we definitely would be honored. We got to slide through.
Cool. Well, we've been here a long time. It wasn't overnight. 27 years we've been at Crossover. Can you believe that? It's been a long time.
Yep. Beautiful.
So I am older than you think. Yep.
Well, you fresh though. You fresh with it. You got to let them know, GQ. Come on, Pastor GQ. Let them know.
Hey, listen, 50's a new 30. What's up? But hey, you do things the way you should. You follow God's word. You take care of your temple. And, man, God will preserve you. And so.
We need your new album. When is that coming? Or a single? At least one.
Well, you know what? The last couple years, I kind of shifted a little bit, and I'm doing more spoken word. So I've been writing books, and I'm going out and speaking regularly at a lot of conferences and a lot of churches. And so I usually do, like, a spoken word piece. And I'll do it, like, it has music to it, and there's visuals on a screen behind me and stuff. But I've kind of been shifting a little bit more to that. I did do an album in 2019 called Love Our City. And about half of it was spoken word, half of it was actual hip-hop songs. And so that was my 9th album. I'm thinking about maybe doing one more to just do 10. But I'm still going to always do some music, some spoken words, some rap. It's always going to be a tool in my tool belt, but in this season that I'm in, I'm doing a lot more speaking, coaching, training. You know, that's just the season I'm in, you know, and I'm totally good with that. I'm not going out doing concerts that often anymore. I mean, I did it. I think the last official like concert I did was like last November in San Diego. I did a concert. So, but usually people are bringing me in to speak, but then I also do a song, you know, just to kind of mix
it up. I love it all. I love all of it.
So, but let's talk about you. Let's, because I just talked about books. So I want to shift and talk about like your book, because you are an author now, and that is super dope. I'm proud of you. And so there's not a lot of rappers that also write books. So tell us about your book.
Yeah, so thank you, Pastor Tommy. I appreciate that. So my book is called Get Your Faith Up When You're Ready to Win. And really, I kind of wrote the book while and a little bit after my mom was going through cancer. I've shared my testimony a little bit in that area, but my mom was actually diagnosed with stage 3 cancer. And the doctors was like, this is it. This is the final holiday. This is the final year. This is the final everything. And it's not the final everything because my mom is here. You know what I mean?
Praise God.
And, I mean, and she really, let me tell you this, the keys to it was, you know, she changed her diet and she practiced forgiveness. She didn't do chemo, she didn't do radiation, and she didn't have any surgery. Had I known, I would have been like, mom, don't do chemo because you can combat that with eating well, you can do different things like that. But we didn't know at that time. But really that forgiveness, Pastor Tommy, and that diet changed everything.
That's powerful.
Everything. I remember even going to the doctors with her and they're like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Because your T cell counts are like incredible. Your red blood cell count is incredible. Like all of these things that they weren't expecting, because what happens in that process is it typically kills and wipes out everything that you have. And God allowed it to rebuild and to grow within her. So we were literally seeing that at that moment. And it just was incredible to see. But it was a difficult process for me because I was like, Lord, like, why in the world is my mother looking at death? Why in the world, like, what in the world is this? We don't do nothing to nobody. We don't bother nobody. We don't start no drama. We stay out the way. We preach the word, give the gospel. We're not stingy with what you've given us. So what is this? Like, my mind couldn't wrap around the sentence that they gave my mom, and even seeing her recover through that, like, I just couldn't process any of it. And so I will say I definitely went through like a Jacob type of experience. Me and God had several heated, wonderful conversations, I'll say that. You know,
keep it real.
Like, for real, like, it was a hot dog. It was hot, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't letting go. And I sure enough wasn't letting go of my mom. I was like, nah, that's not the move. No, period. And so, you know, he and I made it through that. You know what I mean? Ultimately, he did heal my mom and she continues to do well. But I just feel like a lot of times in church, Pastor Tommy, like, we don't get the real of what something is, because so many times, and it's not to say that it's bad, but I've just personally, I've seen so many pastors and preachers generalize every believer, generalize the Bible, like everybody's journey, everybody's life, everybody anointing and opportunities are the same. And it's not.
No.
We're much custom. God has created us way custom, like,
and
our experiences are going to be completely different. So I really wanted to come from an angle, you know, for people, you know, when life hits hard, like, what do you do? Because nobody taught or teaches that a whole lot. And many churches is really just John 3:16, and that's just it, which is a good thing. But like, when life hit hard, and there's nobody around, because I didn't have nobody that was my friend that was around no more. I couldn't do any shows at that time anymore. And so, like, no, like, the pastors, like, nobody was around. So I literally had to learn to stand, you know, continue to stand on my own and not allow, like, my view of the church to be changed because of that, to not allow my view of God to be changed because of that, and just to really dig in deep and be the believer that I claim to be, you know, on stage, and stay with it. You know what I mean? And stay loyal even in the midst of all of that adversity. And so I really want to encourage people from that angle. Like, it's got over like 25 of my personal prayers in there. Wow. It's got 25 devotions in there for everybody to personally do for themselves. So they get to plug that in, read that, pray on it, sit with it, whatever the Lord says with you. But I just really wanted to give something tangible from my life experience, because I know that it works. Like, when you press into the Lord, it works. You know what I mean? It might take a minute, it might take a second, but it's gonna work. You know what I mean? And maybe and even it's God working in you to do your part, because sometimes it's like God's like, yeah, I already did my part. Yeah. I need you to do. You know what I mean? So like wherever you fall on the spectrum with that, it's just like, this is something tangible that you can use, something tangible that you can have, and mm-hmm. then it will work, because it's everything is straight out of the book. It's not even like my opinion. It's straight out of the book, straight out of the Bible. So it's available, you know, on Amazon. Check that out on my website, alwaysbrea.com. The word always with an S. My name, Bria, Brea.com. But I'm very excited and honored about that book. I just was like, man, Lord, I can't believe that you let me a rapper write books. Because like you said, most rappers don't even read books. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we need to read more.
Right?
Leaders are readers. That's what I always like to tell people. And if you got a problem with reading all the time, then, yo, go listen to the audiobook or something, too. You know, you got the audiobook out yet, Bria?
I'm looking at that. I'm putting my fingers into that for that part. But I think that, you know, that's definitely something that I'm going to do.
Yeah, I would encourage you to do it, because, I mean, you get behind microphones all the time and really, you know, do it with your voice and read it. Now, I will say this. It does take some concentration. I did two audiobooks. So two of my books so far, I did audiobook. And it does take some concentration and, like, you're trying to really, like, pronounce everything properly, and, you know, so it's harder than you think, because at first I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to knock this out real quick, and I was like, and it also takes energy as well, because it's a lot of words that you're talking, and, like, I could only go for maybe about an hour or so, and then I'm like, all right, that's enough for today, and I was doing it in my home, at my house. I just, you know, brought one of these microphones in my house, had a little four-track recorder, and then we brought it to the studio, and they kind of, like, mixed it a little bit, but I'd encourage you. I know you could do it. That's why I wouldn't say that. I know everybody couldn't do it, but you're an artist, and you get behind a mic regularly, so that would help those audio learners that won't read, which is a lot of rappers. So
don't say it. Don't, it's the truth, but yeah, I'm with it, though.
But you know what? I'm really proud of you, though, because I know writing a book is a lot of work, and it takes a lot of discipline. So let me ask you this, Bria. What's harder for you, writing a book or putting an album together? Because it's really like birthing a major project. Like, what would you say is harder for you?
Writing a book, because I'm going to be honest, I didn't want to write the book. You know what I mean? Because the way that I communicate with God is completely different than the way that I actually talk.
Yeah.
It was a whole completely spiritual thing for me to be able to let myself be free in that regard, and I'd be like, man, like, this, you know, even though I'm sure there are some hip-hop elements of it, like, it's Jesus Christ front and center. This is prayer front and center. This is solid theology front and center. This is biblical practices front and center. So it wasn't a thing of me being like, yeah, like, I'm finna get in here, and I'm saying, son, I'm finna finesse it. There ain't no finessing God. Like, is it like the way you finesse the beat, you know what I mean, the way that you can finesse the
spirit, it's different.
It's a different flow. It's all or nothing. So for me, I would definitely say the book was harder, and I kind of was really nervous to do it, because I was like, man, people gonna think that I'm crazy the way that it sounds, but it's the spirit of God. So like, the thing about it is, like, it really does minister. I've got so many testimonies how it ministers to people and what it does for their souls to pull them up, like, oh my God, I can have hope, and I can combat this, and I can come over this, and I can get through this. And so, like, just to hear that, it let me know, like, okay, it's okay to be more than just a rapper, accepting all of who God has made you to be. And he's given me the gift of literature. So it is what it is. He's giving you the gift of literature, and it's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? So it was an honor, but
it's definitely going to set you apart. It definitely does, because there's not a lot of people out there that write books. 87% of people want to write a book. That's some stats that are out there, but less than 1% actually do. So, Bria Miles, you are in the 1% of that.
Oh,
what's up?
God. What an honor to be in there with you. What an honor. You got two of them, too. What an honor.
Yeah. So it's how long did it take you to write the book?
Oh, my gosh. During my mom's process, I started writing it then, but I didn't know that it was going to be a part of it. Cause like I said, they were just devotions and they were prayers. So I started writing it then. I want to say maybe 2 years after She had got the final paperwork back from the doctor that she was cleared. Oof. And they the miracle. And we got out in the parking lot and I had to jump out of my socks and shoes literally. And I just I prayed to the Lord in the parking lot of, like, I want to say of a mall or something like that. I can't remember. People was looking at us like, I was like, but that's okay, because the Lord did a miracle and I'm good with it. But literally, I want to say like around the two year mark area, it took me to write that book and then to release it. So yeah.
Yeah, that's it. It takes time. It takes discipline. So I know there is this, if the stat is true that I've read in several different places, 87%, that means that 87% of people watching this, I'd say even more, because I think people that watch and listen to this podcast are overachievers. We're above average. But there's a lot of leaders on here. And so leaders, I think, want to write books even more. But, you know, most people want to do it, but it takes discipline. It's hard just to get started. And I talk to people all the time about vision, and they want to start a vision, and they want to, you know, but if it's something they've never done before, it could be really intimidating, you know, and it can be really like, and then you talk yourself out of it sometimes, or you let the enemy get in your head, like, what do you think you're doing, Bria, writing a book? You ain't a writer, you ain't an author, you're a rapper, you know, and like, I know that's what I felt the first time I wrote a book. I was like, man, I was remembering my English teacher saying like, yeah, you're not really good at English, you know, and I'm just like, what am I doing writing a book, you know? But yeah, it takes discipline, it takes talking to other people, you know, learning, asking a lot of questions, and then finding your rhythm. So just like you, for me, I said the first, I've actually written six books. Actually, no, I'm sorry, seven now. My first couple books, it was way harder to do a book than an album. I'm like, yo, give me a beat. I'll start writing. Like, and I can still write, you know, fast when I get a beat, when I do music. But it took a while to learn to find my rhythm as a, like, author. Like, that's a different type of thing. And so, but now I just finished my new book that's going to come out this fall. It'll be out at Flavor Fest. And I just sent it to the designer like two nights ago. And it was like such a sigh of relief. But now I've gotten a lot faster and a lot better at it. So to anybody out there that's it's wanting to start something new, whether it's a book or whatever it is, the more you do it, the more you build that muscle, the more, you know, if God's called you to do that, And the quicker you get as you find your rhythm. And so, yeah, so my book, my first book, my second book, yeah, some of them took like 2 years to write. Or like sometimes God will put you on pause. You'll write for a little while. God will be like, all right, put it on the shelf. Got to go through some more stuff before I reveal the rest of it to you. But but now, like, I can write quicker because I've gotten a little more experience under my belt. So this book I wrote in basically about 7 months. I started it back in January and just finished. It's called Gotta Be the Shoes, where sneaker culture meets faith. I'm a sneakerhead.
I'm going to have to get that one for sure.
So I'm excited about it. It's actually today at 6 o'clock, as we're filming this, we're doing a photo shoot for my book. And it's not me. It's not of me or of anybody. It's of several sneakerheads in my church. I'm like, yo, bring your top 10 shoes. And we're going to put them in my book because I got a photographer come in. And it, you know, so it's going to be a full-color book with lots of pictures of kicks in it. And it's going to be a hardback. I've never done a hardcover before. So
major.
I'm excited about it. It's a conversation piece that faith is tied in with it. A lot of challenges of, like, how much is too much? Are you over-leveraging? When does things become an idol? You know, and kind of walking through all that. So it's gonna be dope, but
New York best time sellers list. Let's go.
Hey,
pushing that,
whatever God wants. But I do think, because it's like a popular trending topic, you know, everybody, a lot of more and more people are into sneakers, and nobody's really written a book like this from a faith perspective on it. So I'm excited to see what God is gonna do with it. But books, albums, podcasts, however we can get the word of God out, I'm all about it. So super proud of you for getting that book. So people, go pick it up on Amazon. And I am so glad to hear that your mom is healed and she's cleared. And for people out there listening, like Bria and her mom, Donna, like, they tight. Like that's she's like your manager. She you know, like she
that's,
regularly.
That's loyal.
Every time you've been connected with us, like your mom was always right there. Like she's your biggest supporter, biggest fan. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine how difficult, you know, that season was when your mom was sick, because I know y'all are so close. So mm-hmm. super grateful for her and that she's healed in Jesus' name. That's awesome.
He can do it. He can do it. He can do it. He always does, you know. It's a beautiful thing. But yeah, I love her. I love her loyalty to the Lord. I love her stance for faith, you know what I mean? And just the way that she always represents the Lord. I will say she is one of the most inviting Christians that I've ever seen. Like she doesn't have a problem just embracing people and inviting them in.
Yeah, she's super friendly.
Yeah, she really is. Whereas sometimes I might be like, wait a minute, mom, they look a little crazy. Let's just wait. Let's see. She always just got the love, you know what I mean? And it's a beautiful thing just to have her. Her example and, you know, her business mind and acumen is insane. Like, we'll be in some of these meetings. I'll be like, how can you just, she pulls numbers and does numbers like somebody is reading an Instagram post. Like, it's so easy to her. And I'm just like, how did you do the number and huge numbers? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, just doing ministry with her and to have her, you know what I mean? At this level of relationship is really incredible. You know what I mean?
That's dope.
I love her. And she's gonna be there. Already know she'll be there with us this year.
She coming to Flavor Fest?
Yeah, of course. Like if we slide, she's gonna come. You already know.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, you're gonna love it. We're super excited for Flavor Fest this year. We got some great artists that are coming. We're gonna be announcing the full lineup in the very beginning of September. I mean, some of the lineup has been leaked, and we talked about it here and there if you're paying attention. But I will tell you, Bria Miles is going to be there. But we're going to release the full list of everybody who's performing at the festival and all of the workshop speakers. We're finalizing all that. Even this afternoon, I'm meeting with Lily, and we're kind of finalizing a few last things. All the general sessions, all that stuff is taken care of. And so we're super excited to present to everybody, like, hey, this is the details of what Flavor Fest 2023 is going to be like. It's going to be good. It's going to be really, really good. We're excited. We already got a lot of people registered from around the country. And being that we did the tour this year, there's a lot of people from those other cities that are going to be coming. So this year is probably going to be one of our biggest years that we've had. And so we're amped. And we're excited that you're going to be there with us, rocking the stage, sharing your talent.
I can't wait. It's going to be a whole move of God. You know what I mean? Whenever you put some real believers in the same building, nobody is ever going to leave the same. So I'm excited about that. It's going to be fire.
Yep. And hey, my wife is actually running a track for women in ministry. And so there's a women in ministry track. There's also an artist track too. So, you know, there's a lot of good stuff. I mean, there's an entrepreneurship track. There's, you know, so much stuff that you're going to probably be like, oh man, which one do I go to? But there's going to be some really great workshops, even the artist workshop track. We have the A&R from Reach Records that's going to be speaking. We got an OG from Christian hip hop, Fred Lynch from the group PID. He did a workshop in Houston and killed it, just sharing with artists because he's been, you know, doing CHH since the late 80s. And so, yeah, he was dropping some great wisdom. So we got some great stuff. Great stuff planned. So stay tuned. Flavorfest.org. We're going to be updating the website, putting all the details up there like within the next 2 weeks. So definitely want to come with your team. Bring your whole squad. Bring all the leaders from your church. It's going to be dope. But Bria, how can everybody find you? What's the best way to follow you, tap in with you, stay connected to the We Grind Different movement?
Yes. So for me, the easiest thing to do is to go to my website, alwaysbria.com. It's the word always with an S. My name, Bria, Bria.com. Everything is on there. All of the info is on there. Social media is on there as well. So you'll be able to tap in with me there. If not, you can just go to Instagram. All of my social media handles is, you know, alwaysbria. Boom, pop me in right there. We Grind Different is simply We Grind Different on Facebook. And yeah, man, check that out. We just put out that video. We're real excited and proud about that song and that video because you know what I mean? We took we listen to the Lord. You know what I mean? Whereas, yeah, you know, songs.
It's great quality. Y'all did a great job with it too.
Thank you so much, Pastor Tommy. Like, we really wanted to step out and be like, hey, let's talk about, like, yeah, we're not nothing derogatory. We're not nothing negative. We're not how people always like to portray females in one light. Like, that's all we are, all we can ever be, all we'll ever. No, like, let's talk about what we actually are, what we actually do. You know, Prestavia's on there. She's a battle rapper. She be killing the game, doing her thing. Mahogany's on there. You already know about Mahogany Jones. She kills it. Yep. You already know about He Suddenly. She kills it. And we get to have our sister, Toya J, a part of it, who put it on that hook, singing it real beautifully and brought the R&B vibe, like the whole thing. You know what I mean? We really stepped out and did what God told us to do, something different, something sonically fresh.
Yeah, you know, who shot the video?
Visuals by Voice. He shot the video. Myself and Will Thomas, the G, we edited the video.
Oh yeah, so it's Sherry Films. That's my guy, Will.
Yes, you already know. Like, he's the G of our genres videos. Like, for real.
He is. He's one of the main guys that keeps consistent over the years, putting out dope stuff.
He's wild with it. So yeah, he color corrected it. And I love working with him. It's super dope. I just sent it in. He's like, yeah, I got you, B, whatever you need. Boom, send it right back. Able to put that out. But yeah, man, it's a really great song with a message and with some intensity behind it. So make sure y'all check that out. And again, it's just facebook.com/WeGrindDifferent. My website, alwaysbria.com. And I appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all for the love. And let's keep on rising and let's keep on showing them the authenticity of the kingdom. Because I'm telling you, that part right there.
Let's go.
Draw everybody. And when we tap into who we really are, Pastor Tommy, you know, because you already tapped in. You know, when you tap into the authentic side of who you are, the authenticity of the faith, everything else is easy. You know what I mean? Everything else comes. You know what I mean? So it's just like tapping in and making sure that we're representing the right way. So yeah, it's fire.
That's good. All right. Well, Bria, can you pray for us today? Pray for everybody that's watching this, everybody that's listening to this. All the leaders out there, close us out with a little prayer today.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we just repent for our sins. We thank you for the blessed opportunity to even call on your name. We thank you that you died, you rose, and you live for us, Lord, that you ascended with all power in your hand and that you're now seated at the right hand of God. All power in your hand. There is nothing that is outside of your reach, nothing outside of your power, nothing outside of your grasp, that you can do it all, Lord God. We just pray for every single leader that is watching and that will be watching this podcast with Pastor Tommy and myself, that you spark such a revival, such a Holy Ghost filled presence. Yeah. In them, Lord God, to go out and to do exactly what you told them to do, whether that requires them to drop off friends, to remove certain things from their lives, whatever it is, as long as they fulfill the purpose of God in their lives, Lord God, I pray, we pray that you would help them to have the courage and the strength to do that. We pray that you would give them God-centered friendship, God-centered opportunities and resources, that the hand of the enemy would be stifled. And as everybody gets ready to come to Flavor Fest this year, that you would breathe a new presence, a new life, a new humility, a new energy into every single person, from the front to the back, from the sound man to the attendee, from Pastor Tommy to the ushers, to the deacons, to the artists, that everybody would come in looking to serve, looking to help the next person to reach the potential and purpose of God in and on their lives. We pray that you continue to bless Crossover Church 100-fold for everything that they've done for our culture, everything that they've done for our community, that you would continue to elevate them and give them the resources and protection that they need to get the will of God out in this world before you return. Lord, we love you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for unity in the faith, unity in Christian hip hop, unity in ministry, Lord God, that we would ultimately seek to exalt you above all. No one compares to you, for you are the only true and living God, and your name is Jesus, and we call on that name right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, make some noise for Bria Miles. Yeah. Well, thank you for tapping in with us today, Bria. We're excited to see you at Flavor Fest in November right here in Tampa. So, hey, I am going to be on vacation next week, so we're not going to have another podcast for 2 weeks. Your boy is going to take a break. Me and my wife are going away, but I'm going to be back in 2 Fridays from now, in 2 weeks, with an OG that's also going to be at Flavor Fest this November, my guy KJ52. And we are going to have a great time. I've known that guy for a long, long time, over 2 decades. We got stories for days. So definitely stay tuned. Tap in. Flavorfest.org is where you can get all the info to be registered for the conference. So, Bria, we will see you in November. Thank you, everybody, for tapping in. We'll see you then.
Thanks for tuning into the Flavor Fest Urban Leadership Podcast. Stay connected with us on social media at UrbanD813 and at Flavor Fest. We'll talk to you guys next week. Peace and God bless.